This is Meeting of the Minds, a CSI Dexter crossover fic, written by Sam Storyteller and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains no major spoilers for either series. Mr. Grissom! Gil Grissom hears his name even over the chatter of the crowded reception hall, perhaps because he was standing next to a plaster wall that bounced back at him. He had learned, over the years, that the left ear picks up patterns and harmonics, while the right ear picks up speech. He turned his head slightly and listened to be sure. "Mr. Grissom," someone said again, and pushed through the crowd. No, he didn't push through the crowd at all. He was moving through the crowd like a jaguar, and people were parting before him unconsciously, swaying away, making a path wherever the lantern-jawed young man looked. Gil watched in fascination. "Mr. Grissom," he said for a third time, and held out his hand. Gil smiled and shook it, noting strong, blunt fingers and a firm policeman's grip. "I'm Dexter Morgan, forensics out of Miami PD. I was at your lecture this afternoon. I wanted to introduce myself." "The pleasure is mine," Gil replied, studying his eyes. Pale, greenish, and very cold. A pleasant, handsome young face, almost boyish. Dexter Morgan couldn't be more than 35 at that. "I hope you enjoyed it." "I did," Dexter said solemnly, releasing his hand. "Blood is my specialty, particularly spatter patterns. The work your team's been doing with lasers is really impressive. Out in Miami, we're still using yarn and telescopes." "Well, there's something to be said for hands-on work, particularly as a trainee. Lasers are tricky business," Gil replied, falling easily into the clipped rhythm of forensic shop talk. "So's blood," Dexter answered, grinning cryptically. Gil realized, quite suddenly, that he was in the presence of a monster. He'd felt this before over the years, with other cases. Pale man with unruly hair, who drew pictures of women strapped up and gagged. Tall, muscular fellows who dressed in latex and flayed people alive. Dexter was more handsome. He was well put together and he wore a pressed white shirt, had neatly trimmed light brown hair and straight teeth. His face was animated, and Gil had no doubt that, intellectually, he was truly enjoying their discussion. But his eyes were flat and cold and took everything in, and Gil could see in them that something about the human race was perpetually gnawing at Dexter, perplexing him. "Attention to detail is really admirable. I'd like to buy you dinner and pick your brain," Dexter was saying. "I bet you would," Gil thought. But then, he knew a little bit about how perplexing people could be, and just because you were a monster didn't mean you were a bad person. Gil tended to reserve judgment until observation and science had provided him with more evidence. "I'll buy dinner," he said impulsively. "And you can pick my brain for free, Mr. Morgan. After all, you didn't learn anything about a crime scene unless you were standing in the middle of it." The end.